So when Sugriva felt that I have killed my brother for my own greed, so he had actually very conscientiously thought out before putting the hole on the cave. So why did he think like this? Actually, at this point when he was thinking, it is primarily about Vali is being shot by Ravan. That particular situation where Vali had been killed, he felt it was I who teamed with Ram, and then Ram shot Vali because of me. So he was thinking, because of me, he was killed. Now, Ram consoled him. See, there are emotions which we all go through, and our emotions, they don't always reflect reality. But our emotions reflect also our orientation, our sensitivity, our attitude. You say, if a person is starving on the streets, now one emotion today, they are just suffering the results of their crime. Now we may say this is philosophically true, but from a point of view of sensitivity, you know, if we are in a position to help them, we can and should help them. We can give them some prasad, something we should do. So sometimes the philosophical reality and the emotional sensitivity, they both need to go together, and they may not go together. If one just focuses only on the philosophical reality, you know, if everybody is simply suffering because of their karma, that's all we, if we start looking at the whole of life in terms of karma, I'll talk about this in one of the future classes, we can end up becoming very hard-hearted. You know, if a baby is crying, should the mother think, the baby is crying because of her karma? No, the mother is going to take care of the baby, isn't it? So, just, we cannot, the philosophical reality, in one sense, is objective reality. Karma is objective reality. But we also have to consider from the view of emotional sensitivity. So here, it just reflects Sugriva's soft-heartedness. That he was not a power-hungry person who had deviously conspired to have his brother killed so that he could grab power. Even after he had been wrong, even after he had justifiable grievances, then when his brother fell, still he felt grief. That shows his soft-heartedness. Does that answer your question? So he was not at all to be blamed, but his feeling reflects his soft-heartedness. And that's why when Ram consoled him, he accepted it. He knew that, in the back of his mind, he knew that he was not to be blamed, but still he felt, you know, because of me this happened. So these feelings simply reflect his sensitivity.
I think it was the speaking here for me to